trip to the moon. The ground beneath our feet began to rumble.
Ah, said the king of the moon. The spiders from Mars have arrived.
The battle raged for 500 years. The spiders from Mars spun webs between the planets, and we rode in our ship across the galaxy. The soldiers of the sun, made of light so bright it hurt to look at them, were relentless as the war raged on. The men of the moon were overpowered, and many died bravely around us. As the blinding enemy advanced on us, we found ourselves unable to fight them directly, and we thought all was lost. But James saw our shadows cast against the sails of the ship, and he realized these shadows could fight when we could not. James's shadow was bravest of all, leading the charge. I watched in awe as it single-handedly drove back the soldiers of the sun until peace was called and balance was restored. The king of the moon, exhausted from the fight, asked James to take his place on the throne of the moon. James said yes, as I knew he would, and vowed to be a good king. On the morning of his coronation, he grabbed my hand, and without saying a word, we had an entire conversation. Stay. I can't. I don't belong here, but you do. I'm not sure I can do this on my own. I know you can. He reached out his hand, and I held it. I closed my eyes so he wouldn't know the other thing I was thinking. How am I going to live without you? I boarded our ship and sailed back to Earth on a cloud. I wondered how much the world had changed in the 500 years I'd been gone, and was utterly shocked when I saw my father, alive and well, waiting for me at the dock when the ship returned. He was angry I'd stolen one of his precious ships, and he pulled me from the vessel and dragged me home, where I was punished and sent to my room. Even though I'd been fighting among the stars for centuries, only a few days had passed on Earth. No one believed my story, and when James's mother came to me, weeping on her knees, wanting to know where her son was, she found no comfort in learning he'd become a king. Out of her mind with grief, she told me James must have fallen overboard and drowned. She blamed me for his death. I can still hear the sound of her cries as my father led her from my room.
Murderer, she called. Bring me back my son.
But James could not come back. He was on his throne, making sure the universe was safe for dreaming.